The Crows have just arrived in Melbourne in preparation for their clash with the Bulldogs tomorrow night. Jake Lever is one of their star defenders and he joins us now. Hey Jake, another big challenge, a top four side under the roof.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, first of all, boys. And yeah, obviously, massive challenge come Saturday night. But I'm sure all the boys are looking forward to it, and we're just looking forward to getting out there and hopefully playing some good footy and hopefully come home with the 4 points.
Now, you've been in charge of that back six, or one of the members of the back six. You've had one of your stars move out in Rory Laird. Ricky Henderson's been waiting a while and is in good form, so he's glad, no doubt, that he's had his opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, disappointing with Lairdy going out with his toe, but we all know what Lairdy's like, and he'll come back when he's ready. But as you said, Ricky Henderson's been playing some really good football in the SANFL, and biding his time there. And now that he gets the opportunity, I'm sure that he's going to take it Saturday night.
Jake, no doubt the focus has been on what you guys can do, but you need to be aware of your opposition. Now, a different matchup presents itself, a smaller forward line and a pretty unpredictable. How have you previewed the Dogs this week?
Well, I think, yeah, as you said, they're a different lineup, but they have brought in Jack Redpath, who is obviously a tall. So I think they are going to be playing with the traditional probably three tall forwards and then the other small forwards. So they're probably early on in the week, we weren't sure what they were going to do, but now that they have put the extra tall in the forward line, I think it's just like every other week. We just want to play the football that we know we can. And, that's pretty much it.
You never focus on one opposition player, but Jake Stringer does look like one of their only match winners in the front half. Is that a job for you or Talia or something you'll share?
I think it will definitely be something we share. As you've seen, over not only this year, but last year, he's a very exciting player and a very good player. So we'll be taking turns on who plays on him. And, as we said all year, it's going to take a whole team to stop him. And, not only that, they've got some pretty dangerous forwards up there, like Tory Dixon, even Caleb Daniel, who comes back in this week. So we're just looking forward to playing team footy and hopefully that gets the job done.
Well, you'll need to. They rotate so many forwards and midfielders through that forward line, left, right and centre. And my head was spinning watching them last week. So how tough is it, as a defender, to hand one opponent over to the other, every 30 seconds to a minute, Jake?
Yeah, I think that's where the game's gone now almost, that everyone just sort of has to, it might be Tails playing on Caleb Daniel for a couple of minutes until one of the smaller defender gets back there and things like that. And especially with us, the midfielders coming through now because of the rotation cap, we always have to be switched on. So there's a lot of counting out there at the moment, counting how many forwards they've got and which one's a forward, which one's a wingman, which one's a midfielder. So I think that's where the game's going, especially with the midfielders that are being able to be rested forward. So as a defender, you've got to be always switched on and know which one's your opponent.
And what I do see is a lot of finger-pointing from all of you. I think you go back 2 years, it might have only been Talia before that, Benny Rutten, but now it's all of you, even you, Jack. I mean, you've only played 18 games, but you all listen to each other, cover for each other, and make great decisions for each other.
Yeah, again, that's so important to the way we play. We have to be able to give feedback out in the ground because it's not like basketball where you can take a timeout or anything like that. You've got to be out there switched on, and there's something that needs to be changed. You have to listen to your teammate who knows what he's doing and do it straight away, because otherwise the game runs away from you too quickly. So that's a really important part on how we play, and it's vital that we listen to each other.
What did North do last week to stifle their run? They kept them to 6 goals.
I watched the game. It was quite interesting. I don't really know the one thing that they did. I think they just put pressure around the ball and then allowed North Melbourne defenders to come off because of the high kicks or whatever that Western Bulldogs kick forward. So I think that's another important part this week for us. If we can put pressure on their midfielders and cause a high ball, our other defenders can come off and support and then we can get the ball going back our way.
Excited to have Brad Crouch in the side. You wouldn't have played with him much, only a couple of games, but seen him train a fair bit.
Yeah, I think round one against North Melbourne was my first game with him.
Yeah.
And the year before, I think I played an SANFL game with him against Port Adelaide. That was the game that he actually injured his foot. So, yeah, I haven't played a lot of footy with him, but obviously we're really excited that he's come back last week through the SANFL and played obviously really well. And now that he's got his opportunity, as we all know, you know, I think he's going to take it.
A lot of debate on our show tonight. I've said that it looks like Tex needs a rest, and I thought it might have been a good opportunity to give him a rest this week. He admitted earlier on in the week that he hasn't been able to train much. How's his preparation been, considering he's been relatively quiet by his standards this year?
Yeah, I think early on in the year, it was, you know, well documented that he had a foot issue, and I think, you know, the last couple of weeks he's been able to train really well, and he's been able to do more. So I think he's well and truly through that, and I think you might see the best of the big Texan in the coming week.
How's he been in himself? He admitted that he's been frustrated. Have you noticed anything different from his behaviour week to week?
I think that's the great thing about him. I don't notice anything different, and I don't think any of the other boys do. He might have his moments when he's alone or at home or maybe in the car on the way to training, but as soon as he gets to the club, he's positive and he's that great leader that we all know he is. So nothing's changed from his point of view and, you know, our view on him, because he's always a positive influence on us and he's just a great leader.
He'll kick five. Let's not listen to Kane. You wait and see, Jack. I'm backing him in all the way, the big skip.
I hope so.
What about, Jake? We're starting to see some teams now rest some of their young players. We're into round seven. How are you going physically? Because you are only in your second season, as Roy mentioned, 18 games. You holding up all right?
Yeah, I am actually. Yeah. I think being able to do a full pre-season was just really important for me this year. I spoke about previously that I haven't been able to do a full pre-season or I didn't do a full pre-season last year, and towards the end of the year I sort of started to just get really sore and wasn't being, you know, the body wasn't allowing me to perform the way I wanted to. But this year, you know, seven games in this week, I'm feeling really good. So just touch wood, stay out of the injuries, and you know, just keep performing the way I am, and you know, just playing my role for the team. And yeah, as you said, I think just doing that pre-season, the whole pre-season, just has helped me so much this year so far.
Jake, can you throw a right hook? Because you went down like you were shot with that stinger on that right shoulder. How is it?
Yeah, mate, I've been copping a lot of stick for it this week. So,
we had you out for the year.
Yeah, we had eight.
Yeah, the boys have been getting right into me. They reckon I was running off like an elephant bloody trunk, you know, waving my arm everywhere. So I just told the boys, I just couldn't feel it. It just went numb for about a minute, and then after that it was all good. So yeah, as you said, it was just a stinger, and I was sore the next day, that's for sure. But it feels really good today.
Sorry, Jake, have you boys all arm in arm at training this morning? You look like a very, very tight group down there at the moment.
Yeah, no, I think obviously through the tragic events of last year, I think we gained a lot of camaraderie, and just through them circumstances, you just come together that little bit more. And with Pikey, what he's brought this year, a team first mentality, and a lot of the boys have just really grasped that. And obviously we're a very close group now, and we're just enjoying playing football together. And I think to be able to be successful, you have to enjoy each other's company and enjoy playing footy with each other.
Who's the travelling emergency? Who came for the trip?
Wayne Malira is on a trip.
Yep.
So he's the travelling emergency this week.
Mm. And no one's in doubt? All good? Fit squad?
Nah, all good. Obviously, we had a bit of a captain's run this morning, so everyone trained this morning. All fit and firing.
Come on, fire up, Jake.
Yeah, well, Jake, we wish you all the best. You didn't play in the final last year. It was one of the great games. We hope that you come into the side and that the team replicates that performance, because it was a cracking game and it promises to be another one. And continue your great form, mate, because we love watching you play.
Thanks very much for having me on the show, boys.
Great work, Jake Lever there. For a bloke that's played 18 games, he plays like a seasoned veteran, this kid.
He'll be the captain one day.
They said that pretty much when they drafted him, they showed enormous leadership qualities. He's the captain of the Vic Metro as an underager. So they've clearly shown leadership qualities for a long time. And he's going to be one of the bargains of the draft, I think, at pick number 14. That is going to be a real payday for Adelaide. Jake Lever, our very special guest.